This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
It's a pleasure to welcome to the show Representative Briscoe Kane, a member of the Texas House of Representatives, the 128th District, and chairman of the Texas Freedom Caucus. Briscoe Kane on X at Briscoe Kane. Thanks so much for joining us here, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate you making time to call in.
Let's go, man.
So tell me, you dropped the bill. You said these Democrats who don't show up for work after 7 days vacate their seats. They're out. They're done.
Yeah, that's the idea. In fact, the piece of legislation is about more than just quorum breaking. It means literally if you have seven unexcused. I have an employer. I think they're safe to assume that you're no longer interested in employment or that you've abandoned your job. And that's exactly what we're trying to do right now as well with what the governor's doing and our attorney general are doing as well in their suits to the Texas Supreme Court seeking some of these seats to be declared vacant. The problem is Texas, like three other states, there's four of us that have a business. We have 150 members of the House, so we need 100. We've got 88 Republicans, six Democrats were smart to show up. You go figure, those Democrats are actually from our border, coming from the Valley up to El Paso. Those would be areas that are now trending on our side, and they recognize that they better be here at work or their voters will throw them out. Here are the Democrats, of, again, for the third time, quorum, and oddly, it's just a stall tactic, an inevitable victory for Republicans, and it usually leads to losses at the ballot box.
And you guys got work to do, right? I mean, you still have flood victims that need relief. I mean, there's business that has to be done outside of just the redistricting.
Exactly right. And that's one of the reasons we've been called. Yes, we've got the victims of the July 4th flood, the tragic story that kind of shocked America when 135 Texans tragically lost their lives. Democrats, by being in these states that have the worst gerrymandering in the country, are preventing us from doing those things. We're also trying to finally nail down keeping men out of women's safe, you know, spaces.
Yep.
We've got. Now we're just trying to do it in public facility. That's been stopped, as well as property tax relief and spending restraints on governments. They're not letting us do those things either. And go figure, those aren't things they support. Really, all this is just a stall tactic. It's really a deliberate attempt to subvert the will of the voters and to cling on to power that they did not secure at the ballot box.
Now, for those who don't know, I mean, outside of Texas, obviously, what is the need to do the redistricting now, say, versus waiting till after the census?
Well, unlike many other states, ours is growing very, very quickly. And also, some recent cases have shown that we can. We were previously prevented from doing due to federal laws prevent us from actually making legal and constitutional ungerrymandered seats that ensure fair representation. After all, people fled some of the states they've run off to, especially including California, all for our much better business climate and yeah. lower taxes. We've changed massively, including, of course, Biden's open border population of this state. And so all we're trying to do is ensure that those seats reflect that population change.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a U-Haul story recently that said, you know, all the U-Hauls are down in Texas, coming from California, New Jersey, New York, and sadly, Pennsylvania, too. I mean, that's people are fleeing. They're fleeing these blue states. Mm-hmm. So you're going to pick up more seats in Congress in 2030, presumably after the census is done. But you just made a point about the open borders. That's also assuming we don't count these illegal immigrants. And the president said today, we're only going to count U.S. citizens. That's critical, obviously, in all this. And, you know, part of the reason why Democrats, I mean, there's this one Democrat congresswoman from New York who said, I need these illegal immigrants counted so I can keep my district because so many people have fled New York for Texas and Florida and other places like that.
That's interesting to hear, but really, right, our idea is to ensure that they reflect the population as it is now. In fact, it's my understanding that the seats that those five new won those seats. And of course,
President Trump won those seats. Right. Yeah. He won those districts went because the president, I mean, he did incredibly well in Texas, obviously. And even the New York Times pointed out that based on the vote, it's incredibly underrepresented by the congressional districts in the House of Representatives, especially when you compare it to states like Illinois and California.
Correct. Yeah, they've only got essentially three seats there. That's like 13%. And the president won over 40% in that area.
Mm-hmm. Are you worried, though, that California is going to do this and New York's going to then retaliate and then it's going to wind up costing No. Republican seats in the House?
Those are really empty threats trying to scare us from doing it. We all know that if they could do it, they would have already done it. But they've already squeezed out as much as they can. It's like, Illinois, what are you going to do? Nothing. Boston going to do it? Boston has zero Republican seats. How are they going to make it even worse? The problem is they really do have the gerrymandering.
No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you look at the Illinois map, and it looks like a snake's head met a scorpion and chopped off a witch's broom and, you know, then spilled fairy dust all over the place. I mean, it's a ridiculous looking map. What is the current state right now of getting all these Democrat lawmakers back to work in Texas? I mean, I saw the feds are on it, right?
Yeah, well, yes, and thankfully so we can help identify and locate them. I'd expect this current special session that we're in, by the way, our regular sessions are every other year for 140 days, dealing with if Texas, right, it's talked about often, if we were, quote unquote, our own country, we'd be the eighth largest economy on earth. So we often have special sessions. Here we are one soon because we only have 30 days so we can extend the clock, but they will be back. We only need six more of them. It's pretty simple. The ones, those six, and you decide whether they want to be at the table or on the table. It's really easy. Look, if you happen to know where any are, if you are listening, feel free to call the Speaker of the House here in Texas and let them know. By the way, don't try. We're not asking you to do that. And don't commit any violence. Don't bother them. We actually need them back. Don't touch them, please. But hey, if you have an idea where they're located, we'd love to know.
Well, they're kind of posting videos all over TikTok and they're don't they have their location? What do they turn off their location finders, I guess?
You know, that could be some. We have a feeling there's quite a few here. Not all are gone. And so if you happen to know that maybe they're holed up in maybe a local hotel in Austin, we'd love to know. But again, we're not asking for you to do anything wrong. But hey, I'm okay with maybe some good old boys down in Florida helping us bring them back to Texas.
Briscoe Cain's with us. He's a member of the Texas House of Representatives, and he's got a bill now to vacate the seat of any legislator who skips seven straight legislative days without an excuse absence. Of course, for your bill to be voted on, you need to get these legislators back. That's obviously part of the problem right now.
It certainly is. And so we need a quorum. I think we'll have it soon enough. And, you know, we picked 7 days. Some people have said it should be shorter. But there is, of course, a balance there where those people, them, and whether they're morons or not, there should be some fine line between ensuring that it's just not an accidental, unexcused absence and some intentional intent to bring everything to a halt.
Before I let you go, since you're down there at the border, I mean, we hear it's closed, but we're up here in the Northeast. So we got to take your word for it. So is it really closed?
through, thankfully.
Good. Excellent. Wonderful. Great to hear. That must be a huge relief for you and your constituents.
The crime is outrageous. And sadly, I live near enough to Houston where, you know, these are some of those areas where they've kind of defunded the police. But sanity is restoring. And thankfully, people want safety. Like it or not, they realize that they need to begin to cut down on it, ensure the cartel are not running our streets.
Well said. Well, listen, follow Briscoe on X at Briscoe Kane, C-A-I-N. Hey, Briscoe, thanks, man. This was fun. Let's keep chatting as this continues, all right?
I'd love to. Adios.
All right.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And Austin, Texas has become a big hub for movies and entertainment as well. Because I remember I said the other day, and it's true, they don't make movies in California anymore. They don't. And not only are actors like Sydney Sweeney not living in California anymore, they are not making movies there. So, yeah, Austin, Georgia, I mean, New Jersey, but Netflix has a big hub here. A lot of these states are just capitalizing by giving away tax breaks that the taxpayers are paying for. The New Jersey one is one that kind of I could do a whole show on. I don't think you'd be particularly happy with the details of it because the idea is that you're going to make this big investment, but it's worked out well for Georgia. But the bigger problem is that California has just made the climate there so incredibly toxic for the movie industry that they've just fled. So they make movies in the UK, they make movies in Vancouver, they make movies in Australia. It's cheaper, and they were talking about this, it's cheaper for them to make a movie, to shoot one scene in a foreign country, to fly everybody over there and shoot a scene over there than it is to make an entire movie in, I'm sorry, let me flip that around. It's cheaper to shoot an entire movie, fly everybody overseas, everything, do it all over there, foreign country, than it is to shoot one scene in Hollywood, California. I mean, that's just amazing. Ridiculous. All right, lot to get to as we continue along the show here today. Tulsi Gabbard dropped a major bomb. The Russia hoax wasn't James Clapper's first rodeo. We just talked to a Texan. Wasn't his first rodeo. Yeah, she talked to Miranda Devine on her Pod Force One podcast. And it all ties together. She exposed DNI James Clapper for what she called the pattern of manipulating intelligence, going all the way back to the weapons of mass destruction with the Iraq war. Man, this guy deserves to be in prison. Cut number one.
James Clapper was on the team that created that manufactured intelligence assessment that led to the Iraq war about the Iraq WMDs. He writes about it in his book, saying that he and his team of intelligence analysts created something that was not there. When you look at his actions then, and you look at his actions in 2016 as Obama's director of national intelligence, you see someone who has no problem whatsoever politicizing and manufacturing and weaponizing intelligence for a political outcome.
Yeah, that's what he does. And let's not forget, he lied to Congress, too, about the spying on the American people. So justice will be a I can't wait for justice to come for that guy. I'm optimistic, but I'm not convinced. But I'm optimistic, certainly. No doubt about that. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard also talked about aliens and the New Jersey drones, and it seems like she still has some real questions about both. Cut 25.
And a couple of quick questions. Sorry to keep you, but there's so much to ask you. UFOs. There's been a lot of...
My husband is in the corner, for the record, pumping his fist right now that you're asking this question.
So, I mean, is there anything... We've had some declassification of some very strange videos that look like they are, you know, unidentified flying objects. Is there anything in the files that you think you could find or you have found?
Nothing that I'm prepared to talk about today.
Ooh. So watch this space.
Say what?
Watch this space.
We are continuing. I'm just going to say this. Yeah, we're continuing to look for the truth, and share that truth with the American people.
The truth is out there.
Yes, it is.
So do you believe that there could be aliens?
I honestly, like, my personal belief, yeah, yeah, I have my own views and opinions.
Right.
In this role, I got to be careful with, right, with what I share.
Very interesting.
I'm laughing. My husband's laughing in the corner because we have these same conversations, and yeah, obviously I don't share any classified information,
yeah,
outside of my building with those who have clearances, but this is fun that he's here to watch this right, yeah, now.
Cause it's so interesting. I think it's one of those burning things
of course
we grew up with.
Of course. You know? Yeah. There are a lot of questions. And there's a lot that's been put out there, and there's, you know, I'm still going through and looking through what do we know, and what is it that we don't know.
And the New Jersey, the strange objects over New Jersey were drones.
I still have a lot of questions around that.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard what the public official line is. I just personally still have a lot of questions that are unanswered.
Mm, yeah.
Cause it wasn't just New Jersey. It was happening in different parts of the country.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. And we had the Chinese spy balloon. I mean, who knows what the Chinese could be sending over?
Yeah, there's a lot of classified information about that.
Interesting. Interesting. To be continued for sure. You know, on the drones thing, I mean, it was day one of the Trump administration when Caroline Leavitt came out and said, all the drones are accounted for and they were no big deal. And to hear Tulsi Gabbard now say she still has questions is very interesting. So, something to be watched. Top story of the day brought to you by Veneria Dental. When it comes to complex dental surgery, you don't go to the closest dentist. You go to the best. That's Dr. Mike. Schedule your free implant consultation today at 856-786-2020 or veneriadental.com. Coming up, that Cincinnati woman who was beaten unconscious has spoken out after being accused of being a Russian asset. And she's also screaming out now, speaking out about the crime epidemic. Plus, James Carville with his map, his ideas on how Democrats can claim power is exactly what I've accused them for years of having as their master plan. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida will immediately redo their district lines when President Trump removes illegal aliens from the census. This is cut number three. The president making this a very big, important point. We are not going to count illegal aliens in the census, only American citizens. Good. That is the way it should be. Period. Full stop. Cut three.
Ron, they include anybody that happens to be in your state.
Well, California would lose like five seats if they did a fair census. And even beyond that, the Biden census gypped Florida of at least one seat. We only got one seat in the last census. Are you trying to tell me that Florida only had one seat in that? We should have had at least two. Texas should have had another one. That could be the difference in the House of Representatives and the majority. So I would love for them to redo the census for 26. My legislature will redistrict those lines. We'll get it to where it's fair. But as it's right now, this country is not fairly apportioned. I've got so many more millions of people in Florida that have representation because of that flawed census.
Mr. President, I think it's going to do very well. A lot of people, I don't know if you've heard about it. It's like, it's captivated the country. Everybody wants it. It's going to get in. It's going to pass. And we're going to...
Now, you know, I tell you, James Carville said the quiet part out loud today. And this is for years now. I've been saying this for years. I've been saying what the Democrats' secret ultra master plan is. Like, if you go to their evil island and you open up the volcano and the Dr. Evil and you're sitting around the room and their plan for total domination of America. I've been saying this for years. Years I've been saying this. This is what they ultimately want to do. They want to make D.C. a state, Puerto Rico a state. They want to pack the Supreme Court, kill the filibuster, have a supermajority in the Senate that they just simply will always have the majority in the Senate. Because even if you change the apportionment in the House, they will always control the Senate, which means always controlling nominations. And if you kill the filibuster, they can kill anything, basically. It would be dominant power. And if they then pack the Supreme Court, you would effectively then be able to keep a Republican president neutered just by the Senate alone and the power. And if they try to sue, well, you've got a packed Democrat Supreme Court. So here's what Carville said.
The Democrats talk about democracy, and you have these people important to democracy and preserving democracy and saving democracy. Well, the truth of that is, people are right when they say this democracy is really imperfect. And they're going to have to do, if the Democrats win the presidency, the Senate and the House in 2028, which is not impossible. I don't know if you say likely or possible. I don't know what word, you know, but it's certainly not impossible. They are just going to have to unilaterally add Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia states. They're going to have to, the Constitution gives Congress power over federal elections. I don't think they can redistrict, but they're things they're going to do. They're going to have to do it. They're just going to have to do it. And they may have to expand the court to 13 members. Any of those things in isolation, I would be skeptical about. I would be cautious about. I would say, well, I don't know if that's the greatest idea in the world. You're opening Pandora's box all kinds of things. If you want to save democracy, I think you got to do all of those things, because we're just moving further and further away from being anything close to democracy.
That's the secret plan. They're just saying it out loud. And another Adult personal entertainment device was thrown during a Liberty game. Liberty Fever game. And one hit Sophie Cunningham at the Sanis, is that right?
Yeah, sort of got her. There was apparently another one that was tossed as well, but didn't make it all the way to the court. So now I think our total is 3.5.
Man, this is so much more entertaining than women's basketball. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm showing it out there. Throwing it out there.
Something just came onto the floor. Got an object that just flew in as the free throw was being made. And it looked like that hit a player, too.
Describe it for me, Justin.
So basically, Cunningham's about to take a free throw, and you see the personal toy fly in from behind the hoop. It strikes her on the shin area. And everybody seems to stop for a second, and then Sophie just kicks it away into the crowd.
She has
a good laugh about it. She walks to the bench. You can see her mouth. Is that what I think it is? And she's laughing as she's walking to the bench.
Well, good for her. You know what I mean? Good for her for having a good laugh over it. I like.
She's supposed to be a big Trump supporter, also.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah.
Well, that's why she had a laugh and didn't lose her marbles and need to be in diapers with a pacifier. Right?
It definitely helped.
How long is Cut 27, Chelsea's mom?
Really long, but I think you'll get sick of it after about 15 seconds, so we can squeeze it in here.
All right. This is Democrats attacking Sidney Sweeney, and then they make videos like this, and they wonder why they're losing young men and women by 50 points. Weirdos singing about how wonderful Hillary Clinton is. To the tune Stacey's mom, though they call it Chelsea's mom. Cut 27.
Chelsea's mom has got it going on. 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 Chelsea, do you remember back in 93.
Oh, no, stop it. I can't do it. How long did I make it?
I'm proud of you. You made it double what DeSantis thought you were going to make. You made it 30 seconds.
Yeah, I it was hard. That was a hard 30 seconds, though. That was a hard 30 seconds. I'm just saying. It was not easy. All right, coming up, we're going to replay the interview with the OMB director, Russ Vogt. If you missed it earlier today, it was a big deal to get him on the show. We're very proud of that fact, so we're going to play that. And tomorrow, Tom Aselby is going to be in for me, and he'll update you on what I'll be doing tomorrow night. And then we'll be at the Grand Hotel next Friday, August 15th, okay? So make sure you're there. I want to see you there. You better be there. I'm working one Friday in August, and that's the one, so you better be there for it, okay? All right, good. We'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's a great honor to welcome to the show the director of the Office of Management and Budget for President Donald Trump, Russell Vogt. Mr. Vogt, thanks for joining us, Director. How are you?
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So we're feeling good. First of all, I got to say, I'm thrilled you're there. I've been a big fan of yours for many, many years. I know hosts are not supposed to say that to people, but hey, I don't care. We were all hoping you'd get the job, and we're glad you got the job. So it's good that you're there, and I sleep very well at night knowing you're there. I'll just put it that way.
I appreciate that.
Are you feeling confident about the way things stand right now? I know the president is very frustrated with the Fed, obviously, for not lowering interest rates. And I got to tell you, as somebody who'd like to refinance his mortgage, I'm very frustrated as well.
You know, I think that, the president is still frustrated with where the Fed is and wants them to drop interest rates for precisely the reason that you shared. And hopefully we will see downward progress on that later this year. But we need it now. The families need it now. People who want to refinance are stuck in their homes at artificially, quite frankly, artificially high mortgage rates. I mean, that's the reality of the situation. You know, this has been an important debate, the extent to which the Fed has mismanaged its own portfolio and even its own buildings, as we've drawn attention to. So the president's been really, I think, getting this message out to the American people, and hopefully we'll see the fruits of it in the next weeks ahead.
You know, the media, the corporate legacy media, was jumping all over the July jobs numbers, and they were jumping up and down to say, you see, the economy is not getting better under President Trump. And grocery prices are not coming down under President Trump. And you see, this economy is not getting better. What's the response to that?
Well, I mean, the other side was comfortable with 9% inflation and a stagnant economy. And this president has come on and done some very, very big things that we haven't seen before in terms of getting a handle on our trade situation, dealing with our trade deficits that we have with other countries, onshoring, and we're not seeing inflation. We want to continue to have economic growth, and we're going to see that as a result of the bill that just passed, the president's deregulatory agenda, any American energy that can be gotten to the market, freed from the requirements of the left. So I think we're going to have a great job number. Most of the reports that we have gotten have exceeded expectations. And so I think you're going to continue to see that. They're constantly looking for something they could criticize the president on. But the reality is on the trend lines are all going in the right direction, largely with the exception of what we need from the Fed.
I mean, it seems like the previous administration, every time the job numbers came out, they were all government jobs and they were migrant jobs. The inflation of government under the previous administration, every time a new jobs report came out, it was more government jobs. And now you're cutting government. So which is a good thing. I mean, obviously, that's a really great thing. We're also in the summer. And I think a lot of companies are waiting to the fall, you know, for the fall to hire. There's that aspect of it, too. But you mentioned regulatory cuts, and that's key. And Director Vogt, can you tell us about permitting reform as well? Because I know that's always been very important on your agenda.
No, it is. One of the biggest aspects of OMB is the dereg agenda. In the first term, the president gave us a goal of about 2-for-1, 2 deregulatory initiatives for every one. We did about 5.5. And then in the president promised to do 10 for every one regulatory. We're on pace right now to do 30. So that gives you a sense of the scale.
30 for every one?
30 for every one. So that gives you a sense of the scale of what's just occurring just in these first 8 months, which is pretty breathtaking. And we're going to keep trying to maintain that pace. But we're going like gangbusters to get prices down and to deal with any aspects of the economy that Joe Biden gave us that wasn't freed up for the American free enterprise system.
In 200 days, with you being at the helm of OMB, Director Russ Vogt is with us right now. It's an honor to have him on the show. And President Trump's leadership, the deregulatory agenda around energy alone has been amazing to watch. And the deregulation around environmental regulations. I was at the AI summit that Senator Dave McCormick hosted in Pittsburgh. And it was great to see the president there. This unleashing of American, as the president puts it, American dominance on energy. How critical is that? And how much work was it to overcome the regulatory barriers the previous administration put in place? And how important is it to the economy to remove those barriers?
Well, I think that we were able to move with lightning speed based on the president's viewpoints. You know, one of the things the previous administration did is they literally looked at every regulation on the basis of woke CRT and also climate change. So you can imagine how many energy regulations would have been slowed up as a result of that filter here at OMB, right? So that's one of those things that we were able to instantaneously remove and allow for the president's executive orders to move very, very quickly. And then Doug Burgum and Chris Wright are doing phenomenal work at the Department of Interior, Department of Energy to get us moving American energy to market as fast as possible. So I'm excited for what's going to come. And the challenge of this administration is literally the extent to which so much is being done communicating all of these wins to the American people. I mean, the One Big Beautiful Bill has so much in it that is going to be on its own would have dominated congressional headlines for months on end, and yet it was all in one big bill.
Yeah.
On all sorts of things, everything from energy dominance to shipbuilding. 2 weeks ago, I was in Philly at the Philly shipyard figuring out how we're going to provide investments that will allow that shipyard to be a part of a huge American renaissance in shipbuilding. So on every different front, wins are happening. And I think the American people are going to be able to see this over time as they're able to pay attention to each and every new aspect of the president's agenda.
If there's one piece of everything that you've accomplished in the last 200 days, the president's accomplished, Director Vogt, that has not really gotten enough attention, what would it be?
Well, I think the extent to which, and this would be a surprising answer because I think everyone knows the president has controlled the border. I'm not sure people understand that, like, there's no one is coming across the border. I mean, it is completely overnight sealed off the border. And what was the most dominating issue of the last 4 years, 3.5 years under the Biden administration, we don't even talk about because of the lightning speed success of the president basically doing what he did in the first term. But, you know, in the first term, it took him some time to figure out what were the levers you had with that, with the laws that were in place. We had that. The president had that. Stephen Miller had that coming into this term, and we're able to do it immediately. And it's just completely shut off that as a demand signal for illegal immigration. And really now the work is underway on the basis of deportation, continuing to lead the largest deportation in history, and that work is ongoing.
And then from a budget perspective, would it be the rescissions? Would it be the getting in there? Would it be DOGE? From your perspective as director of OMB, what would it be?
Well, you know, I think the extent to which the untold story for much of our work at OMB and DOGE is the extent to which there has been a paradigm shift with regard to the problem of entrenched government bureaucrats that are unwilling to get with the president's policy agenda. And, you know, one of those, you know, we used to talk about the fact that these employees are completely they're completely locked in.
Yeah.
And now the events on the ground have fundamentally changed with reductions in force, the return of Schedule F in the rulemaking to create a class of federal employees that are doing policy work and therefore have to you know, do what the president is asking them to do and ran on to the American people. So I think when all is said and done, one of the biggest things that was accomplished was changing that paradigm to make it so that a president comes into office and a bureaucracy actually has to listen to him.
Ah, well said. It's been great talking to you. I hope you come back on the show and keep up the good work. Office of Management and Budget Director Russell Vogt. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great weekend. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
That's how we do it. Good job, gentlemen. Well done. Well done.
A little nervous timing there.
You got the timing done. Excellent. DeSantis finally checked his text messages, so that was helpful. Well, I had to tell Justin to tell you to check your text messages because you weren't writing me back.
All right. Well, I didn't see your text, but in fairness, the answer to your question was literally the first sentence on today's show sheet. Actually, I take that back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It was 6 lines down.
No. It says topic, but I said, but my question was any specific questions they wanted me to ask him.
If there was anything specific, I would have put it on the show sheet.
Fine. See, if during the interview you notice at some point that I put my finger on the mute button and I was mouthing something, it's because when I do.
Yeah, you can't. I can hear him talking to me, but you people can't hear it on air. You could see it on the YouTube chat, but.
It's riveting radio,
I'm sure.
And yeah, no, it's great radio when you can't hear the host. But Justin was right there I'm going like this. I'm pressing the button, going, please have Matt check his text. Could you tell DeSantis to check his text, please? And I was trying not to say, tell DeSantis to check his effing text, because, you know, even if I, because, you know, if you slip off the button, then it would go over the air, and I didn't want Russ Vogt hearing me say. Tell DeSantis to check his effing text. But thank you.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. It's all good.
I eventually checked them.
Yes, you did. But the out time wasn't on there, just for the record.
Well, I wasn't actually sure what his out time was, to be clear.
All right. Well, I'm just saying. Because you were acting like
anything relevant to that interview would be on the show sheet. Justin, is that not implied by his answer?
That is absolutely implied by his answer.
Thank you. And yet, that was not on the show sheet, so I had to ask you. So even if I didn't ask you the first thing, I still had to ask you the second thing. And if you didn't check your text messages, I wouldn't know. I'd still be talking to the guy. And I'd be, you know, we'd be still be going.
Again, I wasn't certain of the out time when the interview was scheduled. I didn't actually get a definitive out time until midway through the interview. And once I did, I relayed the information to you. But all relevant information regarding topic was on the show sheet.
Here's the topic. Ready?
200... It wasn't much.
No, this is the top. Let me read this. 200 days of the Trump administration.
That's
the topic.
All... Okay. Well, obviously they're not gonna get. They're not going to give us, a long list of questions.
No, I appreciate that. That's good. I like that.
They let us do whatever we want, which is nice.
Yeah. No, it's not like the Harris or the Biden administration where they give you the questions in advance.
That would have been very different, I think. Yeah. We would have had like paragraphs of detail that we would have had to follow.
No, this is actually a good lesson for everybody in terms of the White House asks us to have somebody on the show. We say yes, and we make it work, and we accommodate. We did have to bump a big name, though, for this interview.
Yeah, we did.
We did. The boss, Darth Stocker, Greg Stocker, the program director / brand manager / co-host of Kale & Company / El Jefe. He was supposed to be on, but we had to bump him for Russ Vogt, the director of OMB.
He's been bumped 2 days in a row.
Yeah, bumped him twice. I had to bump him yesterday for that press conference about the shooting.
We're all going to be fired.
Yeah, and I had to bump him today. So, yeah, what are you going to do? But just saying. But I was going to say that it's very telling, though, when we do an interview with somebody from the White House. They don't tell us in advance, like, please ask this, please hit this point, nothing. Literally, it's the topic is 200 days of the Trump administration. Great. There you go. And you see, unlike other hosts, I actually ask him questions and let him answer versus giving mini monologues and let him just kind of go on. You know what I'm saying? Like some hosts do. Those hosts are on national television, though, and I'm not naming names.
I wonder who you could be referencing.
I am not naming names because I'd like to work there too someday, so I am not naming names. I'm not naming him. But if you notice, I didn't give mini monologues and then answer the question for the guest. I let the guest actually answer the question. This, by the way, is the top story of the day today, brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, veneriadental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, veneriadental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.